They said we had our choice of playing 60 minutes or more. I'm already choosing we're going to play more than that. Ice and knees, yeah. A few people have realized that you just see me walking around really slowly. It looks like I'm walking on mushrooms. I'm sober, well, ish, but not on mushrooms. I tore my ACL and I just got surgery 22 days ago.
So I know this is a crazy question to ask the crowd, but for the third time now, something's going wrong with my guitar, and I just broke my third G string. So if anybody out there has a G string out there, I have one in my case right over here if someone can help me as well.
Musicians only. Don't just throw up your G strings.
Yeah, that'd be sneaky.
I mean, nope.
These people haven't showered in 3 days. Don't be asking for G strings, Alex.
It's awkward.
There's no twang left in them G strings. Did we mention how much fun we're having and how the vibe here is just ridiculously chill and cool and laid back? So a little story about this chain station. What the hell is a chain station? Does anybody know that? Well, I'll just go ahead and say it because I'm on a microphone and you can't hear you. In Colorado, Alex and I, the guitar player, met up in Estes Park, Rocky Mountain National Park. We used to hang out on the top of this mountain. We met up on top of a mountain by a campfire, drinking tons of Yoo-Hoos and having a good time. And then we kept driving up I-70 or any mountain pass in the mountains, even in Tennessee and North Carolina. But there's a big yellow sign with black letters that says chain station. It's where the truckers pull over to put the chains on their tires. And they're all over the place. It says quarter mile to chain station. So I said, that's a pretty good band name. I don't care who you are. So we stole it fair and square. Now the Colorado Department of Transportation is our major advertiser. Don't ask us where we get our signs. And you will wear out Sawzall blades. They're very, very stiff bolts on there. So,
if you play in Oregon, though, you got to go up as a chain-up area.
Yes, exactly.
Only in Oregon.
Well, it was between chain station and point of geologic interest, and that seemed really boring. Can I get a hallelujah from you guys?
Hallelujah!
It's good to know you're out there spinning some glowy stuff.
If you like the chain station signs, you can take them home with you.
Oh, those are available?
We have smaller, portable, more portable signs available at our merchandise booth. Just like this big one behind us.
Do I have to resort to jokes? Okay,
no,
good. Fantastic.
I'm going to talk about this next song. So the nice gentleman that introduced us is named Bill Pasalacqua, and he's a good friend of ours, and he's a major reason why we're at this festival. And if you don't know Bill, he's a terrific singer-songwriter, and we've always enjoyed listening to his tunes. And a few years back, Alex and I were trading music. He would give me a CD, I'd give him a CD, we'd listen to it, trade it back, whatnot. Well, he gave me this CD that had no titles on it, just said track one, track two, track three. And I played a gig about an hour from Denver, and I was driving back at 2 a.m. or whatnot by myself in the car, and I had this CD going, and here comes track 7, whatever it was. And I had no idea who it was or what song it was or what it was called, and that song stayed on repeat in my car for about 3 weeks. In that time, I blew out my speakers, and that was a good reason to sell the car. I needed to do it anyway, but yeah, Bill writes some terrific songs, and we stole this one from him. This is the song that blew up my car. It's called Long Way Home.
And you're lucky enough, you can come see Bill and Chain Station at Moccasin Creek in Effingham on June 23rd, the weekend of that. Yeah, come on down
there. Billy Strings.
You'll love that. Billy Strings will be there. All kinds of wonderful people.
The Tillers.